coming up next on Leading the Way.
This is the greatest news of all. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that death has been defeated, that sin has been conquered, Satan has been defeated once and for all. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that the grave could no longer hold him. Praise God, he rose from the dead.
Coming up next.
I have a simple message. It's a two-word message. Two words. Only two words is going to be the message today. So I want you to focus and concentrate. And if you're taking notes, take them down. Two words you will never forget. These two words are part of the message that the angel sent to the disciples in Mark chapter 16. And the angel said to the women, he said, go and tell the disciples, and here it comes, the two words, and Peter. Let me set the stage first before I get to the message. The tomb was found empty. Jesus is risen from the dead. This is the greatest news of all, especially in the midst of that dreary of painful fear and death and diseases that are surrounding us right now. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that death has been defeated. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that sin has been conquered. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that Satan has been defeated once and for all. The resurrection of Jesus tells us that the grave could no longer hold him. Praise God, he rose from the dead. Hear me right, please. There is no greater news for the disciples of Jesus, whether they were first century disciples or 21st century disciples. There is no greater news. But today, as I said, I want to share with you the application of that great news. Mark 16, part of verse 7, two words. And the angel said to the women, here it is, go and tell the disciples and Peter. And then the angel said, tell him he's going to go to the Galilee ahead of you to meet you. But listen, those two words that I'm focusing on this Resurrection Sunday are the summary of the good news of the gospel. You say, and Peter is the summary, it's the application of the good news of the gospel. How come? This is not a word of indignation. This is not a word of condemnation. This is not a word of even appreciation. It's a word of affection. It's a word of affection. Only words of encouragement. Only words of the second chance. Listen to me. The resurrected Jesus tells everyone who's listening right now, watching right now, telling everyone, because of the resurrection, there is a second chance. First, the second chance is irrevocable to the repentant. Irrevocable to the repentant person. Secondly, the second chance is very intimate with God. And thirdly, the second chance is very impactful, as we're going to see in the scripture. Look at those with me, those three things: irrevocable, intimate, impactful. The second chance that the resurrected Jesus gives every one of us, every repentant individual, every repentant man or woman, every repentant boy or girl, is irrevocable as the resurrection itself is irrevocable. For if there are no resurrection, there would have been no gospel. And if there were no gospel, there would have been no forgiveness of sins. And if there were no forgiveness of sins, we would be doomed to a life of misery and eternal suffering. But thank God that is not the case. There are two words, only two words, that gives everyone at the sound of my voice great hope to know that there is in the resurrected Jesus a second chance. And Peter. The natural way for Peter to think after denying his Lord and Savior and friend Jesus three times, the natural way to think, a lot of people think that way too. The Lord is going to disown me now. The Lord is going to reject me now for good. The Lord is going to abandon me for good. And the Lord would have nothing to do with me after what I have done. He would have every right not to do anything with me, not to have anything to do with me. He can never use me again. That's what we do, right? That's what we do to people when they wrong us. But no, the power of Jesus' resurrection assures every repentant sinner of the second chance. Oh, God, our God is the God of a second chance and a third chance and a thousand chance and a million chances. The Bible says that after Peter denied Jesus three times, he wept bitterly. The weeping and the repentance was not wasted on Jesus. It was not wasted in Jesus. Your repentance is never wasted on Jesus. Can you imagine Peter's elation when the women came and said to him, "Peter, the angel mentioned you by name. Peter, the Lord wants you to meet him in Galilee. Peter, he loves you by name. And he told us to tell you by name. Peter, you're still dear and near to the heart of Jesus. Peter, Jesus saw the brokenness of your heart and the heat of your tears." While the second chance is irrevocable, it is not offered willy-nilly to everyone. No, it's not. Only to those who repent. Repentance has to take place. Judas sold Jesus with 30 pieces of silver. It is not any bigger sin than the sin of Peter, who denied Jesus, no. But unlike Peter, Judas allowed his pride to take hold of him. Instead of repenting, his pride did not receive the second chance. The second chance is irrevocable to the repentant person. The second chance is for men and women, boys and girls who are watching right now. It is for them who are like Peter, recognize their sin, confess their sin, repent of their sin. Hear me right, please. This is important. There are a lot of people who get filled with remorse after they've done the wrong thing, especially if they get caught and become public. But only repentance provides a second chance. Not remorse, repentance. This is the good news on this Resurrection Sunday. This is the great news on this Resurrection Sunday. Regardless of how deep you may have descended, regardless of how far you may have traveled, the Resurrection Day, this Resurrection Day, you can come home. Come home to Jesus. Come home to Jesus. There is a second chance for you, because the second chance is not only irrevocable, but is very intimate. It's very intimate, very personalized. It's not a blanket like we say in the South, "Y'all come." Maybe that's the invitation, "Y'all come," but then you have to repent on the coming. Now, the Lord Jesus singles us individually. I'm talking to millions of people right now. But you see, I don't know you. I know some of you by name, but I don't know all of you by name. But Jesus does. He speaks to you by name. He knows you by name. He deals with you by name. He saved you by name. He forgives you by name. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 3, he said, "My sheep I call by name." And that is why the angel sent the message to Peter by name, by name. Something else I don't want you to miss here. I want you to notice that the angel did not use Peter's old name, Simon, or Cephas, as you were known in the Greek, Simon Peter. You see, he uses the new name that Jesus gave him, Petros, the rock. You see, when Jesus first met Peter, he was just Simon the fisherman. That's all he was. But after Peter confessed, when Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," meaning that you're the only way to the Father, you're the only way to heaven, you're the Messiah, you're the only hope for mankind. And says, upon that confession, that is the confession, that is the rock upon which the church of Jesus Christ is built, not Peter himself. The Lord Jesus uses the symbolism by the rock of the confession that he made. I'm going to change your name in a symbolic way and call you the rock, Petros. He wouldn't build his church on a failed man or a man who can fail like all of us. No, no, no. He built on the confession, the rock. That's the confession. Second chance is always deeply personalized. It can't be done in masses. It's one-on-one encounter with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 5, after our Lord rose from the dead, he was seen by Cephas, that's Simon Peter, that's Peter, then by the 12. In other words, when our Lord rose from the dead, he went looking for Simon Peter. Why Peter? Because there are some things that are so intimate in our lives that can only take place when we have an encounter with the Holy Spirit of God who dwells in us. It has to be done personally. Peter thought he was finished. Peter thought he was done for. Peter thought that he was history. But no, the Bible tells us that he went on that intimate meeting with Peter. Why? Because there's some things that's just so private. They're so private, cannot be dealt with publicly. We can only speculate, of course. We can only imagine what that conversation was like. "Oh, Peter, I've seen your bitter tears. Peter, I've seen your sobs. Peter, I heard your broken words that were halting, coming out from quivering lips." You say, "Michael, well, how do you know that this may have happened?" I'm glad you asked. Because many of us, I dare say some of you who are watching, many of us have been there. I have been there. I, for one, have experienced many times the incredible, indescribable grace of God pouring into my life in the times when I felt the least deserving it. I guess that's why it's called grace. That encounter with Peter must have been so tender and so intimate encounter. This encounter must have been a moment of amazing grace. This encounter must have been overwhelming, loving forgiveness. Beloved, there are some people at the sound of my voice right now who have experienced loving encounters with Jesus. I know some of you personally. I know I have. But perhaps it is that person who had never had that loving encounter with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, today is the day. This Resurrection Sunday is your day to have a loving encounter with the living God. He wants to have an encounter with you. Will you come to Him? You can do that today. Oh, the second chance is irrevocable for the repentant. The second chance is very intimate. and individualized to you, you alone. But thirdly, the second chance is very impactful, very impactful. That encounter with the resurrected Jesus was so impactful, was so transforming of Peter's life that he was never the same. Look at the transformation of Peter's life. He went from being a denier of his Lord to a fearless proclaimer of his Lord. In the book of Acts, we're told on the day of Pentecost, he stood up and gave this magnificent sermon. 3,000 people came to Christ, and he said to them, he said, "We cannot but speak of what we have seen." Later on, when he was beaten and imprisoned, we see him saying how grateful he was to be considered worthy to suffer for his Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, that's the power of the second chance of the resurrected Jesus. And he can give it to you today, today, today. I want you to do something for me right now, wherever you are. I hope that you have a Bible in front of you. And if you don't, that's fine. Insert your own first name, okay? Let's do it. And insert your name. Michael, Bob, Sue, Jane. Just insert your name under the word Peter and put your own name in your Bible. So you'll never forget that you included in this invitation. Now, can you hear your name? I want to do it again. And your name. That's what Jesus is telling you right now. And you, by name. Oh, what an impact those two words had on the life of the Apostle Peter. What a transformation it had on his life. Peter was about to be crucified. And he said, "No, no, no, no. Don't crucify me like my Lord. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve that. Crucify me upside down." What transformation. What transformation. My beloved friends, on this Resurrection Sunday, the Father has His arm wide open because of Jesus and because of what Jesus did on the cross. Would you run into His open arms right now? Run into His open arms. Whatever your name is, He's offering to you by name. Every repentant sinner is offered that second chance. Job, with all of his pain, he was restored double time. Abraham, with his lying to Pharaoh and trying to hurry up God's plan and giving us Ishmael, he was called a friend of God. Jonah, with his running away, led the greatest revival known in history. David, who had blown it big time, when he repented, his heart became after God's own heart. Thomas, the doubtful Thomas, the doubting Thomas, with all of his doubt, Thomas ended up being martyred, but not before establishing the church in India, the Church of Martoma. John Mark, who expressed cowardice and frustrated the Apostle Paul, died a martyr's death, but not until he established the church that my ancestors belonged to in the Church of Alexandria in Egypt. John and James, who had dreams of grandeur and greatness, one died a martyr and the other one was exiled in Patmos. Both accomplished great things for God. Oh yes, listen, the second chance is very impactful on your life. The second chance, it transforms your life. It is powerful. The question is, will you accept it? Will you seek it? And then it's offered to you. I know that because God's word on it. Will you accept it? The Lord wants to insert your name in this verse. Thank God for the second chance. For it is irrevocable. It is intimate. And it is impactful. And if you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, You heard the gospel message maybe for the first time, and you want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive all my sins through the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you that his death on the cross was died for me. I thank you that he rose again from the dead so that it can demonstrate and can prove that I too will rise with him. Come into my life now. Or if you're a believer who have wandered away from God, I want to tell you, come home. Come home. He's waiting for you. Not with words of condemnation, but he's waiting for you with welcoming words. Repent. Turn to the Lord, for he loves you.
Have you downloaded Leading the Way's free smartphone app? With the Leading the Way app, you can watch recent episodes of Leading the Way, listen to sermon series from Dr. Youssef, as well as read daily devotionals that he's written. You can even follow along with a daily Bible reading plan to keep you consistent in your walk with the Lord. Download the Leading the Way smartphone app to your device so you can be plugged into what God is doing through this global ministry. Just search for Leading the Way in the Apple or Android App Store and download today.
Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts.